This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. For all the beauty of his soul and person, for all his incredible deeds for the poor in England, Thomas Bilney still had nothing to bring for his own salvation, any more than he had on the day he first read this verse of Scripture and knew the grace of God in his heart. If he had been left to the mercy of that priest who said that our steps towards heaven must outnumber our steps towards hell if we are to be saved, then Bilney, like every other man who has ever lived, would have died without hope. No man could console Thomas Bilney after he had abjured. No scriptures could comfort him. So Bilney fell at the foot of the cross and finally found peace. In early 1531, he left Trinity Hall College for the last time and went to his birthplace of Norwich. He preached in the fields and meadows, wherever he went, carrying Tyndale's New Testament with him and a copy of The Obedience of a Christian Man. By the 3rd of March, Stokesley, the new Bishop of London, made war against the preachers of the Gospel. He made accusations against Hugh Latimer, Thomas Bilney and Edward Crome, another of the members from the White Horse Inn. Crome was the first to be seized and he was made to recant. But Stokesley had great difficulty in tracking down the other two, even though they did not hide. Latimer travelled right under Stokesley's nose into London to preach, and Bilney was close by in Greenwich 6 weeks before he was apprehended in Norfolk. The blind Bishop of Norwich, a man called Richard Nix, had a violent hatred of Tyndale's New Testament, and he was responsible for the capture of Bilney. Once Nix had him in his custody, Bilney was humiliated and subjected to the ridicule and persuasion of Grey Friars, White Friars, Black Friars and Augustinian Friars. None were able to force Bilney to recant. In fact, a Grey Friar by the name of Dr. Call was deeply affected by Bilney's testimony. Since Thomas Bilney would not change his views or his ways, the Bishop of Norwich contacted Sir Thomas More, asking for a writ to burn him alive. "Go your ways and burn him first, and then afterwards come to me for a bill of my hand." It has been suggested that Thomas Bilney provoked this course of events from the authorities. But even at this stage, he asked to make an appeal to the king. This was denied, but it shows that Thomas Bilney was not reckless with his life, any more than the Apostle Paul, when he said in his epistle to the Philippians, "To me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labour. Yet what I shall choose I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart, and to be with Christ, which is far better." Thomas Bilney was to be burnt. He was given into the custody of the city sheriffs. One of the guards was Thomas Necton, a personal friend of Bilney. The poor man found his task almost unbearable, although he did what he could to make Guildhall a more comfortable jail. But in a sense, this was a Bilney who needed no comfort now. He was at peace with his saviour, and that was all the world to him.